12 images were selected for the final set of lithographs, half from the erotic set and half from the original drawings. John gave Ed Newman and myself carte blanche to make the choice, and we picked the most vibrant images that would work together to create an interesting thematic collection. For the printing of the lithographs, Newman wanted the very best quality, and our first choice took us to Paris to visit the famed master lithographers, the Crommelinck brothers, who were Picasso's personal printmakers. Their tiny atelier was crammed with erotic etchings from a book they were working on with Picasso. Aldo Crommelinck, the tall, distinguished-looking brother, was the spokesman, and he agreed to proof two of John's lithographs to show us the results they could get. The only problem was that he didn't know when they would have time to schedule printing the whole edition, as they had such a backlog of work for Picasso, who apparently might call them at any moment to go to the south of France to work on new etchings at his house. Before I left Paris, I had a meeting with Salvador Dali, who was anxious to work with John on some incredible project. John never seemed interested in Dali's many attempts to get together with him. Dali was an amazing character. It was useless trying to follow what he said as he spoke his own concoction of Spanish, French and English all mixed together. The result, as I think he intended, was totally incomprehensible. His butler served tea, and at the end of my audience, he proceeded to make an object for me to take back to John. Using anything at hand, flowers, napkins, makeup, Dali created a surreal bouquet with a strange face painted on top of it. Finally, he squeezed a tube of gold liquid paint to create a message for John and signed his name with an elaborate flourish. As I left his suite at the Meurice, I wondered how he could still have such incredible energy. He was surely in his 80s. When the two proofed lithographs arrived from the Crommelinck's, they were beautiful, both printed in brown sepia. But the snag was the time factor. They had decided that they definitely wouldn't be able to start on John's sets for at least 6 months due to the heavy demands of Picasso. That was too long to wait, and we decided to let the Kerwin Studio take on the project. They had proofed John's original four prints, and their atelier was by far the best in London. John became more involved, in his on-and-off way, and came to visit the Kerwin Studio to see the printing process in action. While there, he created the image for the frontispiece, a simple sketch of himself crouched on the ground holding Yoko, which he drew directly onto a zinc plate. John was fascinated by the huge Heidelberg presses and watched intently as one of his own plates was put on for proofing. He had written a long alphabet poem beginning A is for parrot, which we can clearly see, as an introduction to the portfolio, and he laboriously copied it out onto another zinc plate so that the poem itself would be come a lithograph. This brought the total number of prints in the setup to 14, and the edition was to be limited to 300 sets. The packaging of bag one was of prime importance in bringing a cohesive feeling to the whole project. John had already agreed that a specially designed bag would be the obvious solution. So Ed Newman commissioned Ted Lapidus, the French clothes designer, to create a stylish white carrying bag, complete with zips, handles, and a lock. 300 leather bags, each to hold a complete set of lithographs, were hand-stitched by craftsmen in Italy. As a final touch to the creation, the title Bag One and John's signature were imprinted in black letters onto the white leather. By the time the lithographs were printed and ready to be signed, John had become engrossed in his peace activities again and had very little spare time. In December 1969, he and Yoko were planning their trip to Canada to arrange the peace festival and possibly meet with Prime Minister Trudeau. As the lithographs were to be distributed mainly in America, it seemed a good idea for John to sign them while he was in Canada. He had to sign every one of the 3,000 prints.